Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of The Secret Podcast. So today I'm sharing, how I discovered that, I don't like to say there's a right way or a wrong way to manifest. I believe that the way that aligns, that feels good to you, is the best way. However, there is an exception to that. I do feel that there's certain approaches to manifesting that can deplete and drain your energy. So today, I'm going to dive into an episode called Manifesting That Depletes Feels Like This. So you can recognize it and do something to support yourself and to get into a space where manifesting actually heals you, because that is what it is meant to do. Okay, so let's dive in. For years, I thought manifesting meant willing my desires, making it happen, willing my desires into existence through sheer force of will, sheer force of positive thinking. I'd create vision boards, paste those photos while secretly feeling anxious. I'd repeat affirmations while my body contracted with disbelief, and it left me feeling more disconnected from myself. Eventually, I realized that I had it all backwards. I thought manifesting was about getting things. It was about attracting things. But what I've discovered is that manifesting is actually about more than that. It can be about getting things and attracting things, and that's wonderful. But it's also about more than that. It's about coming back to who you truly are. When you manifest from a place of being true to yourself, from a place of inner safety, something profound happens. You don't just call in your desires. You end up calling in more of yourself, more of who you are. So every time you choose a true desire over a false desire, and I talk about the difference between the two in my book, Manifest Anything You Want. Every time you choose that true desire, you're healing the part of you that learned to want what others wanted for you. Real manifestation feels effortless, playful, fun. It restores you. So here's how I can tell the difference now, and I'm going to share that with you. Manifestation that feels gentle and sustainable, like coming home to yourself, expansive, even when it's challenging. Manifestation that depletes feels urgent and stressful, like you're proving yourself to the universe, contracting and effortful. When I shifted into creating inner safety first, my desires became clear because they weren't filtered through fear. My energy became stronger because I wasn't constantly fighting myself. My manifesting results became more consistent because my whole system was feeling aligned. The most beautiful part, the more I manifested authentically, the more I felt like myself, but amplified, which was a wonderful feeling. That's the real magic. You don't just manifest your dreams. You embody the one who was always meant to live those dreams. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Secret Podcast. Sending lots and lots of sparkling manifesting vibes your way. And here's to manifesting anything and everything you want. Till we meet again next time, have a wonderful, wonderful day.